The September 11th attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi left four Americans dead earlier this year. Later today, a closed-door Senate hearing on what happened and why as Congress keeps up its push for answers. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scheduled to testify at a separate hearing next week. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green was on the Hill earlier today getting some new information. He joins us live in the studio now. J.J., that attack, as we said, was September 11th. There have already been a few hearings on this. What's the purpose of this hearing now, 3 months later?
They're just not convinced that all the cards are on the table, that all the facts are out, and that they know exactly what happened. The intelligence and the diplomatic and the security communities, when you ask them questions specific to Benghazi, there is a static or similar response, and that is we have to wait until the facts come out. We're past that point about the talking points. You know, we understand what that situation was. But the sources that I've been talking to are suggesting at this point there are some serious concerns about why the ambassador decided to go to Benghazi despite being asked or advised not to. What was he doing there at the time of his killing? There have been some reports about some activities that were taking place. And there's also they want to find out about the security resources that were involved, in this situation and that were available to them.
Now, when you say they're not certain that all the cards are on the table, is that another way of saying that they still think or that some people still think that there's a possibility of some kind of cover up?
Yeah, there is. And that's come up on a couple of occasions from a number of people on the Hill and other folks that are in the intelligence, diplomatic and security communities. One of the things that nobody wants to talk about but is out there is the fact that Ambassador Chris Stevens was not a politically appointed ambassador. 75% of those ambassadors that represent the country are career foreign service people. He was one of those people. There are concerns that he didn't get his requested security bumps or upgrades because he was not a politically appointed ambassador. And the reason I'm told for that decision sometimes is because often these career foreign service people are denied the request because they don't have to worry about somebody from the White House breathing down their neck if they say no. But he asked and he was denied. And that's one of the things they want to figure out.
Who's going to be testifying today? We know Secretary Clinton will be there later in the week. Who's there today?
That's a big secret still. I mean, I still don't know the names of all of the people that are going to be there, but I can guarantee you they will be from those three genres, the intelligence community, the diplomatic community, and, of course, the security community. All of the folks that had something to do with dealing with Libya, dealing with this consulate, dealing with the ambassador and diplomats, and, of course, intelligence.
All right. We'll find out if we get any more answers later today, or maybe we won't hear anything since this is a closed-door hearing.
That's the question. That's the problem. And you know, there's a report coming out soon, and I'm thinking what we're going to hear, which is what I was told over and over, is we'll hear about it soon when we'll be able to talk after this report is out from Admiral Pickering.
WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.